Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Central Bank of India Q4 FY22 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prabal Gandhi from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining in. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, I welcome you all to Central Bank of India's fourth quarter earnings call. From the management side, we have Shri M.V. Rao, MD and CEO, Shri Alok Srivastava, Executive Director, Shri Vivek Wahi, Executive Director, Shri Rajiv Puri, Executive Director, Shri Mukul Dandige, CFO, and other senior members on the team. Without further ado, I'll hand over the call to MD, sir, for his opening remark, post which we can open the floor for question and answers. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, and once again, thank you for sparing, rather, investing your time on our presentation and taking part in interaction. I am confident your investment will yield good dividends. You must have gone through our presentation, which is already uploaded, and I will be presenting key highlights, and then I will rush through the presentation. Before that, let me share whatever the results and whatever the presentations we are making. These are all the outcomes of the measures what we have taken for the past year. We have taken various steps in strengthening the systems, rebalancing our credit book, protecting the investment book, improving the underwriting standards, and diversifying into the new lines of business acquisition, reskilling and upskilling of our manpower. All these measures not only made us to record the net profit after a drought of 6 years. See, earlier we recorded, you know, first loss in financial year 2015-16. Now in 2021-22, now we are recording the net profit, that 2,045 crores. All these measures has helped us, and also, more importantly, the sustainability is ensured now. Going forward, I am confident this bank is going to deliver the numbers on sustainable and consistent basis. Coming to the key highlights, our total business has increased to 5.32 lakh crores from 5.06, registering a growth of 5.03% on YoY basis. CASA, it is at 1.72 lakh crores, which is 50.58% of my total deposits, which is the most USP and strong pillar, and which is giving the pricing power to our bank that has enabled to increase our exposure in AAA assets. Total advances increased to 1.89 lakh crores from earlier 1.76, that is registering a growth of 7.23%. Coming to the net NPA, which was 5.77% in March 2021, now it has come down to 3.97%. There is a reduction of 180 basis points in our net NPA, 3.97%, which is the lowest for this bank recorded till now. Operating profit, it has increased 25.40%. Now it stands at 5,742 against 4,579 on year-on-year basis. Net profit, I already told you that is 1,045. In the previous year, we have recorded a loss of 888 crores. Coming to the efficiency part on the NII, there is an increase of  15.07% from 8,245 crore to 9,487 crores. Cost to income ratio, there is a reduction from 59.70% to 53.90%. Slippage ratio, which was 3.20 in 21-22, which was 4.40 in 2021, now it has come down to 3.20 in 21-22. And credit cost, which was 2.95 in 2021, now it has come down to 1.41. And the CRAR, now it stands at 15.75, but in between there was an RBI direction to recon the recapitalization bonds on NPV basis. With that calculation, our CRAR stands at 13.84%, which is quite comfortable for our bank, where we have the lendable resources of almost 31,500 crores. Provision coverage ratio, now it has improved from 82.54 to 86.69. This is the key highlights. Just I will rush through the presentation because you must have gone through our slides in our uploaded version, where just I would like to highlight CD ratio, which was 53.79 in March 21. Now it has moved up to 55.63. And in the deposit mix, 49.24 was the CASA in the earlier year. Now it stands at 50.58. And there was a conscious decision on our side not to move the deposits, you know, because of the deployment issues. So now we have coming out of whatever the restrictions that we may have, that we will have a larger field for the exposures. And coming to the credit, the way we have guided earlier, our RAM is at 65.89 and remaining is our corporate book. Earlier also we have guided all of you to the market saying that 65 to 70 will be my RAM and 30 to 35 will be the corporate. Now we have stabilized at 65-35, and going forward, it is not only the RAM will be the focus, it is the entire credit book in a balanced credit growth in all the segments, including corporate, RAM and corporate, and we would like to make maintain the balance of 65-35 here. And we have a very diversified loan book catering to all segments, and which is also very much required for the risk diversification. And as far as the sanction and disbursements in this year, because of certain issues, certain measures what we have taken, which has given a lot of confidence to the field functionaries in taking the credit decisions. So with that, disbursal percentage has gone up, sanctions percentage has also gone up. And one more line what we have explored in this previous financial year is the co-lending. And we feel we are having the highest portfolio among the public sector banks in the co-lending portfolio. Now outstanding stands at 1,500 crores. Almost 13,272 accounts we have catered through this co-lending model. And as far as the mandated targets, whatever the norms that are there for, in respect of agriculture, total priority, weaker section, and small and marginal farmers, that we have not only met, we have exceeded. And in this priority sector, almost 15,528 crores we have sold PSLCs in the market, almost 208 crores that we have booked from this portfolio. Regarding the standard advances, this investment rate, this rating 78.15, earlier we used to have, now we stand at 83.65. Most notable feature is there is a good increase in our exposure in the AAA accounts, where earlier we used to have only 6,546 crores. This time we have 14,916 crores in AAA accounts. In the regarding the SMA, I am very happy to share with you, we have given the entire spectrum of the SMA accounts. Even below 5 crores also we have given. So total, this, it was 9.85% that was there in March 21. It has come down to 8.24 in December 21. In March it is 7.87. And when, if you see the SMA 2, even in the March 22, we have only 0.61%. That is only 1,158 crores in SMA 2 in March 22. And coming to the COVID support, and we have given whatever the reliefs that are required to be given as per the RBI guidelines and government guidelines. Regarding the restructured book, let me share with you, this is one of the most crucial book which you would like to have and to have the insights in this. Total restructured book what we have is 8,794, of which 2,245 is the standard restructured book, and COVID resolution framework restructured book is 6,549. So it is not too high, and it is very much, you know, sustainable portfolio what we have going forward. The way once you see the slippages, the percentage of slippage in the restructured book is almost, you know, I can say it's a very less when compared to the slippages from the actual credit book. So that means the restructured facilities, the COVID relief, whatever has to be given, it is given in the genuine cases where that units are now performing well. And whatever the weaknesses or some deficiencies that were there, those accounts already taken care in the March 21 and they have slipped it to NPA at that time itself. Coming to the NPA classification, and in this total net NPA, now it stands as 3.97. We have only 6,675 crores as net NPA. And you are all aware, the gross NPA, which is around 14%, unless until this NARCL comes into force and some resolutions, big resolutions happens at the NCLT level, this gross NPA may not come down. However, our PCA is almost 86% now. So we are not worried on that front. Now we are more focusing on the net NPA, which is 3.97, which is a very good figure. And also the efforts what we did towards the recovery and the war room, which has constituted the head office for the past 1 year, has given the good results in the recovery. And coming to the NPA movement, opening balance was 29,277, where slippages have happened to 4,473 crores. And upgradation and recovery, this is 4,341, almost neck to neck. And we have closed with 28,156 crores, which is almost 1,000 crores less than the opening balance of the gross NPAs. And the provision coverage ratio, that's what I was sharing with you, it was 86.69. Coming to the slippage ratio, which was 4.40 in March 21, now it has come down to 3.20. Regarding the NIM, now it stands at 3.21. Regarding the capital ratios, this was a 15.75 we have right now, and the leverage ratio of 4.98. And in the CRAR, if we have taken the NPV of the recapitalization bonds issued by the GOI, it stands at 13.84. And coming to the investment portfolio, which was 1,10,414 in March 21. Now, in the SLR, now it stands at 1,05,841. There is a reduction because of the credit offtake has increased, and also certain securities we have sold, and also certain redemptions also took place in between. And one notable feature I would like to share with you, which is after the March, the securities what we have shifted, that shifting positions were squared off by 8 April itself. So whatever the spikes that you have observed afterwards have not affected, and we are in the positive territory, and we are maintaining the same modified duration and PV01 even in the new portfolio in this month of April also. So further, we will be giving you further insights about the modified duration in our AFS book going forward. And digital transactions have picked up. And as far as the PCA, last but not the least and most important, and being only one in the industry, now I would like to share with you all the parameters which are required to be met, that we are meeting all the benchmarks for the past all the quarters in this year, and we have recorded good profit in the March, and we will be submitting our audited figures to the RBI to you know consider our request of moving out of the PCA. This is from my side, and only the guidance which what we would like to give to the market. Deposit growth, we would like to be around 10 to 12%, and advances growth, we would like to be between 12 to 14%, and business growth, almost 10%. So RAM, trade portfolio, we will be maintaining the same of 65-35, and NIM will be around 3. CASA, we would like to maintain around 50, and gross NPA, once this NARCL comes into play, definitely we will be less than 10%. And net NPA, we would like to keep around 3 to 3.25 as per the conditions that emerges. But our confident level will be between the 3 to 3.25. And the PCR, definitely we will be in between 88 to 90%. Slippage ratio, we are in between 2.25 to 2.50, it will be range bound. And the credit cost annualized will be around 1.50 to 1.6. And return on assets will be 0.50 to 0.60. And cost to income ratio, definitely we will be pushing below 50. And with this, again, just as a conclusion, bank has turned the corner and registered a decent profit. And gross NPA, net NPA, substantially it has come down. Provision coverage ratio has improved to 86.69. And we are complying with all the PCA parameters. And our presence across the spectrum, across the GDPs, sectors, and across the geography is uniform. And we are looking forward for the better growth and consistent performance in this financial year also. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amit Mishra from Indus Equity. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, sir.
So there was a news article few days back regarding the closure of 600 branches. So any comment on that? Are we trying to reduce the cost by closing branches, something like that?
One thing we have made it clear, and we have released the press release also. In this, our submission is regarding revisiting the branches regarding their bottom line and their viability. It is a continuous exercise in any bank. And in any financial year, in the first 2 months, definitely we gauge into the viability and also contribution made by the branches across. So there was a communication from the central office to the field saying that these are all the branches which are not performing as per the benchmarks what we have set in. Kindly review it and come back to us what is that to be required to be done. And decision yet to be taken. And more so, background for this is, if any small brick and mortar branch having a large expenses is not contributing, as per the RBI, we can deploy a banking correspondent, which is also taken as a banking outlet for the competition. So there is nothing that it is a big one. It is a routine exercise what we carry out on a yearly basis.
Okay, sir. The next question is, sir, you spoke about co-lending. So with how many partners are we doing co-lending, and how's the asset quality of the book? Like you talk about 1500 crores of book.
Yeah, well, see, right now we have 7 partners with us. And our book stands is 1500 crores .25. So that is the book. And till now, there is no irregularity, no SMA accounts that has come in this portfolio.
Okay, sir. So my last question, sir, we have a relatively large investment book as a proportion of total assets. So how do we plan to optimize this book since we are targeting a growth of 12 to 14% in advances? So can we see some change in this?
No, that's what I explained in my submission. Already we have taken care of our investment book, and then the possible, hit. So normally people think once the way the market has moved right now. For that, I have given you how we have acted in the first 8 days itself. Whatever the shifting that has happened from my HTM to AFS, we have 80% of the securities we have exhausted, and then we have booked decent numbers, which not only squared off my shifting loss and also has given a markup in that. That is one. Number two is, I think this is one of the very few banks which have gone for the hedging of the AFS portfolio, and where with the increase of the yield on the other side has contributing to the appreciation in my OIS instruments. So going forward, as far as my investment book is concerned, this is well protected, and the PV01, it is right now, it is how much under SLR?
3.33.
So it is very much in our, and the duration is 1.05. So with this, you can evaluate the, efficiency of the treasury, what we are operating.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Sohail Halai from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. And congratulations on a good set of numbers. And thank you for the opportunity for us to host this call. So I have a few questions, if you may allow. So first, in terms of your growth aspiration and your growth delivered so far. So if I look at in terms of your growth construct, then probably in terms of most of the segments, you are growing in range of 5 to 6% on a year-on-year basis, excluding corporate, which is a tad higher at around 10%. So when you are talking about a 12 to 14% kind of a growth for next financial year, what would it be driven by?
Okay. Next, any other question? As far as the growth part is concerned, yes, you are right. 5 to 6%, that was the, what the growth we have recorded in the previous financial years. And I also shared with you the measures what we have taken for improving the business at the field level. And the way the balancing that has to happen in the credit book, already we have achieved, that 65-35. And as far as the corporate is concerned, I am sure that whatever the repayments that has to happen in the month of June, September, December and next March, it is very much visible. And also we have already zeroed in on what type of assets with what risk weight we have to acquire. As well, this is on the corporate side. So to balance the 35. Regarding the 65, retail, agriculture and MSME, this is also very much worked out on granular basis, and then we have very much confident whatever the numbers we have given to achieve the growth of 10 to 12% under 12 to 14%, that it is in our radar. Whatever we are giving, it is only the floor level figures we are sharing with you.
Okay. And sir, correct me if I'm wrong, then our loan to deposit ratio is low right now. So in terms of, even if RBI has raising repo rate, would we be in a hurry to raise the deposit rate, or how should we look at basically the liquidity in your balance sheet vis-a-vis the deposit rates that you offer over a period of next, say, 6 to 12 months?
See, as far as liquidity part is concerned, I am comfortable because my CD ratio is only 55.3. And we have, and if you see my investment book, all the liquidity is moving on to the deployment side. So as far as liquidity for funding purpose on the credit book side, I am not worried. as far as the rate of interest is concerned, because of the increase in the repo and also CRR increase, we have already calculated. Also, we have taken certain decisions just day before yesterday. As far as this external benchmark related and RLRR concerned, that we have passed on those increase to the asset side customers. And coming to the liability side customers, we are very much aware that there is a room to increase the rate of interest, but just we are in the wait and watch mode. Maybe in the next ALCO meeting, we will be taking the decision on that.
So probably can it not be that you would delay the rate in a deposit rate because you are already sitting in excess liquidity and probably the need of deposit growth is not that high in the bank. So in the interim phase, till the time you reach a reasonable loan to deposit ratio, you can keep your rates low, right? So just wanted to understand that dynamics in terms of the compulsion of raising rates
exactly
and liquidity.
You are right in your conjecture. You are very bang on that. Lead whatever the time what we are taking is only evaluating how things will pan out. Because, see, I am going to protect my turf at any cost. Where the 50% of CASA has to be there, and even if you see in the previous financial year, the term deposit growth we have discouraged and disincentivized in many ways. That's why my growth is only 2-3% in term deposits. But my growth on the CASA side is still robust just because my presence in the rural and semi-urban is very strong and they are contributing to the CASA. So going forward, definitely we will be waiting how things will come up. And at the same time, we are not going to wait for a long period till my credit book picks up. In between, we will take a call so that, you know, there should not be any lag or our own customers or depositors should not feel that they are getting less than what they are getting from in other banks. That also we will balance.
Sure. So final two questions from my side. Probably you are doing a good job in terms of asset quality and your NPL guidance of around 3% also is encouraging. But sir, I just wanted to understand what is happening in terms of your below 5 crore ticket exposures. Because if I look at basically in terms of the entire SMA, that is 0, 1 and 2, probably that is still a little sticky at around 13,000 crores. So in terms of... how do we look at it, whether in terms of there is recovery at the ground level in the small ticket housing, in the small ticket space, or probably we are still away?
See, as far, that's why we have made all the figures open or transparent to the market, above
right.
and below whatever the numbers that are there we have given.
Right.
And as far as the handling of this question, this portfolio of the high volume, low value accounts.
Mm.
We have that expertise and if you see the previous year also, this is the SMA numbers that were prevailing in the below 5 crore level. But
right.
the slippage ratio was less. So there is a constant efforts that are happening towards regularization of these accounts. And then going forward also because of the expertise that is available at the field level, that we will take care and that's why the guidance what we have given slippages, that is for the entire book, that will be maintained.
Right. And sir, a final question in terms of the priority sector lending certificate sold, which you did around 15,500 crores or, could you actually tell us how big is this market and what is the kind of a fee that you earn? So is the fee is going up or actually coming off?
No, sir. This is, again, it's a market dynamics and more so, this time we may not be getting the demand what we got in the previous year because of certain change in the priority sector norms and also many of the private banks and also foreign banks, they have their portfolios in those segments where RBI has given that they can be reconned for the priority sector. So their demand may not be there to the extent to what we have experienced. But here, most important aspect is the timing when you are going to hit the market. That is more important. See, you know very well that as a whole, all the banks put together, whosoever has purchased this PSLC, all of a sudden they cannot, you know, even with the reclassification also, they may not be reaching their priority sector percentage. At what time you are going to hit the market and how you are, you know, studying and then putting your portfolio for the sale. That determines your return. When demand is high, you can go up to 2.08 or 2.12. Mm-hmm. And if you leave it and if you go enter into the market in the month of January or February, definitely that this will come down. At times you may have to shell it down by 80 basis points also. It's a wide variation is there in that.
But sir, in terms of if I actually look at the private banks which are growing much faster, I'm quite sure that their agriculture portfolio would not be able to catch up. So that 18% agriculture portfolio or the book of that, which we still are in excess, that will continue to generate demand and would be at a higher fees.
Exactly. Correct.
Okay. And sir, what was the PSLC fees that we generated this year? And if you could bifurcate into non-agri and agri, if that is possible.
But overall figure, I can give 208 crores we have earned in this PSLC.
And that is for the full financial year, sir?
Full financial year.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thanks a lot, sir. Best of luck. I'll come back in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Vidisha from Antique Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sorry for harping on the loan mix, but so we have a strong CASA ratio of 51%. But our growth in retail and MSME space has been quite subdued. So are we looking for any initiatives which can accelerate the growth in these segments? And also, this segment has become quite competitive though. So how do we ensure any adequate risk pricing while keeping the credit costs in check?
Yeah. Madam, as far as your observation is concerned of the previous financial year, it is right that the growth in this retail or MSME is low. Going forward, this is going to be a good contributor to the total credit book. Besides my entire field outlets, now we have gone for the co-lending model where already we have achieved a book of 1,500 crores. And this year we have a very aggressive target on the co-lending model where all your retail, MSME, these advances will be taken care. And to cater to the needs and also to evolve and then bring the modification changes as fast possible, we have already created the new vertical in our bank as he is headed by the general manager as emerging businesses. So this particular vertical is going to take care all our co-lending, tie-ups, partnerships, collaborations, and also trends platform and pool buyouts. These are all the segments that what we are bringing under this vertical. And definitely this is going to give us a lot of growth in the retail and MSME.
Okay. So, sir, are we also exploring the fintech partnerships for this, for the boosting the business momentum in this space?
Yeah. For that only that a separate vertical is there. Lot of interactions are happening. Almost 7 we have enrolled and business is happening. Another 6 to 7 are in the pipeline in the next 15 to 20 days for negotiations and also to go into the nitty-gritties of those fintechs, you know, for shortlisting.
Okay. So what will be the technology spends as a percentage of overall operating expenses and the target for cost to income ratio in FY23?
Madam, right now I am not having this number. Definitely we will share with you because it's all we have to call out just there.
Okay, no problem, sir. And sir, lastly on the asset quality, sir, can you share the breakup of slippages during the quarter and for FY22?
Yeah. slippages for?
For the quarter and FY financial year 22.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Slide. Kaun sa slide mein hai? 21. Yeah, just a minute. No, no. This is average quality. Satyanarayan ji, slippages kahan hai?
First page.
Huh?
Full year ka first page.
Kahan? Yeah. Madam, this is total 4473 is the slippages for the entire year 21-22.
Yes, sir. So I wanted the breakup, actually, retail, MSME.
Your agriculture is 1684, corporate is 1527, MSME is 897, retail is 365.
Okay, okay, thank you. And so what would be the guidance for the next year? How do we see that shaping up? And also, have we recognized any retail account in this current quarter?
See, as far as the slippages, already we have given you the guidance of 2.25 to 2.5. That will be our range for the slippages. So, what is that, your second question?
If whether we have recognized any retail account in the current quarter.
Retail account means it is all small, small accounts that will be there. That is a, it's a continuous process. Something will fall and then some upgrades happen and then that is the thing. But at the end of the day, it is the slippages in the total portfolio what happens. So that we measure.
Okay, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ashcon Global Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon. And thank you for giving me this opportunity. Congratulations to you, Raghav, and the entire team for the fantastic results. And in fact, as I see, and you also said that after 6 years of continuous losses of almost about, I think, 16,500 to 17,000 crores, your bank has come in the profit of, and that too over 1,000 crore, 1,045. That's a absolutely creditable. For the first time, the gross NPA has also come below 15% and net is below 5, and not even 5, below 4%. Commendable. Sir, having said that, and also expect that now our bank will come out of PCA and you will go on full throttle because your CD ratio is only 55.63% now and you have a lot of scope. I have got some specific questions, sir. One is on the profitability, the employee cost, which is covered under note number 19. Now, this is only 382 crore as against the last quarter of 1,297 crore. And yearly spent of about 4,000 crore, that is 1,000 crore a quarter. So this is based on the changes as per the leverage allowed by the Reserve Bank of India. But will somebody will run through the entire calculation of employee cost of 382? Because even if you take those numbers, it doesn't come so low as compared to the normal quarterly expenses.
Yeah, yeah. Just let my CFO explain the figure spot, because a lot of cushioning what we did in between the quarters, that he will explain.
Sir, majorly if you see, I mean the employee cost, because financial year wise if you see the overall financial year, the cost is almost same. There is no much difference. So what we had done is in the Q3 we had built up some cushion. And I mean, some write-back has happened as far as the actuarial valuation for the terminal benefits has happened. And that is why this cost has come down in this quarter. Because the bond yields also increased. Because of that, the write-back has happened in as far as the terminal benefits provision is concerned.
It has some correlation with the bond?
Because the funds that are available with the investor, I mean, if the bond yields go up, then I need to provide for lesser.
it will be just reverse to what the what in treasury happens.
So, sir, will you give the guidance that in the normal quarter, I mean, without this dispensation, now you have got only some small amount left, 277 crore to be provided balance in the new pension out of 822 crore.
Right.
What will the normal quarterly employee cost? Suppose from the next quarter, that is April to June.
Every quarter, roughly around 800 to 900 crores is the total outgo as far as the employee cost is concerned.
So,
but because of it,
we assume that in the June quarter, we will have a hit of 500 crore if you compare with quarter four only.
Right.
Isn't it? So profitability will get affected accordingly.
Right.
And sir, this exceptional income is also there of 352 crore. Some part of that has come from this note number 19, as you explained. What is the other part? Again, 172 crore, 352 crore. What is this exceptional item?
In this presentation, it is not there. In your notes, it will be there.
Note number 19, sir. 180 crore has come from there. That the additional pension liability on account of revision of the family pension is considered as an exceptional item and disclosed separately in P&L account. But this is not full. The entire amount is 352 crore.
352 is 31st March. Okay, I'll provide that detail, sir, to you.
All right, sir.
See, 353 crores was towards this terminal benefits only for this quarter, March quarter. Then 172 crores is what we have already paid in December 21. So put together for the financial year, this amount has come to 545 crores.
Okay, so you have taken 352 crore in this quarter. And
this
now
quarter,
nothing
right.
Except that 277 crore, nothing is left now provided for.
Right.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And, sir, now I come to some other question. Like you said that the gross NPA will come down to almost 10% if the NARCL works out from 14.5% or so.
Yeah.
So what is your guess now? We have been hearing for last two quarters, September, December also, then January, March also. What is happening in this NARCL? And, sir, if in the first tranche, how much gross loans will go from your bank?
See, earlier, whatever the workings that they have done, we were expecting around 3,400 to 3,600 crores have to move out. Now, yet to hear from them, whatever the further any tweaking that has happened in the accounts and what is that, most probably, I think within 10 to 15 days, we may hear something from their side.
So in this coming,
we are also eagerly waiting. See, this is only a way what we have to reduce our gross NPA. So it is not affecting my any of the financials because almost 90% 86% is provided for.
Sir, my next question is on the note number 17 on SR. SR rating is 2,484 crore and 155 crore rating has been withdrawn. So where do we stand as far as these SRs are concerned and how much total provision has already been made?
Sir, our treasury in charge will tell you, but one thing I will tell you, in all the public sector banks, this is the bank where highest provision is made in the SR. He will give you the numbers now. Yeah.
Sir, we have provided around 96% of the outstanding SRs up to March 22 and the remaining will be provided way forward in June quarter, sir.
So you mean to say that rating withdrawn of 155 crore is fully 100% provided for?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Coming to, sir, your segment reporting, though, of course, it is out of the overall results only, but the figures are little, away from the normal. Like treasury, you have an income of 393 crore in the segment as against 38 crore, whereas in the retail book, you have a loss of 377 crore. Whereas the provisions is not to that extent. And wholesale banking again has gone up the profit of 452 crore against 72 crore. So how does, is there any major
we will give you the reconciled with this one, sir, because right at this moment we are having the material not on this segment. We have overall presentation with us. And Anyhow, these are all only thing we can share the information. It is all perfect one. No issues. Variations in the retail and corporate on the profit side, what you are saying.
I was just trying to connect it with the treasury treasury operations. As you said that we have done very well and we don't expect to do all this rate hike is not going to affect us so much because the AFS transfers are there and you utilize a lot of money for the advances. So where do we exactly stand now in this coming quarter and onwards? Will we not have the treasury, will not have the pressure still with such a large treasury investment?
Sir, our AFS portfolio has pruned down considerably and right now my modified duration has come down to 1.05 and PV0N has come down to 3.33 as against March 22 numbers. We are making concise efforts to prune down the AFS and only filling the gap in HTM for coupon.
Okay. Yes. All right, sir. Last question is on NBFC space and the co-lending. You are doing extremely well in co-lending and your outstanding is 1500 crore. Out of the retail is 1300 and MSAB is 195. How much is the security coverage out of this 1500? I believe that retail must be 100% covered.
And all co-lending is fully secured.
No unsecured portfolio we are encouraging, sir. It is only totally secured portfolio we are doing.
And what is our target for 22-23? Going 5,000 crore or something?
Yeah, yeah. We have very aggressive target. Whatever the number you are taking, you can take it as a below floor level.
Okay. And sir, on, are you
sorry to interrupt, Mr. Ajmera.
Yes, last question, last question.
Sir, may we request you to return to the question queue? There are participants waiting for their turn.
But you see, anyway, okay, thank you.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Maruk Adjania from Edelweiss. Please go ahead. Maruk, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So I have a couple of questions.
Ma'am, we are not able to hear you clearly.
Can you hear me now?
No, your voice is sounding very soft.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, we are not able to hear you clearly.
Can you hear me now?
Please proceed.
Yes, hi. So, sir, my first question is that what is holding up the transfer to NARCL? Why isn't it happening?
Madam, this particular issue is not in our domain. That much only I can say.
Okay. But any time frame on which it will happen?
Madam, your voice is so feeble, unable to have clarity.
I'll come back. Thanks. I'll come back.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Sushil Choksi from Indus Equity. Please go ahead.
Congratulations to Team Central Bank for a stable result.
Thank
sir, you've given a guidance on more or less every parameter. Now, I just wanted to know that when we are doing very well on co-lending, what is our internal target of 1,500 crores outstanding and number of partnership and what kind of businesses which we would partner for?
See, now in co-lending, we are exploring further niche areas where, these NBFCs, though their size is small, if they are, efficient, let us say, in medical equipment line of business, that we are already shortlisted and maybe in a 2 or 3 weeks, that agreement may be signed up. So like that, we are exploring the niche areas where traditionally bank was not having exposure and then where good business is prevailing to our understanding that it makes great sense for us to move in those areas. So like that, we are picking up the NBFCs in certain areas.
Sir, currently, as per my understanding, what I see between the presentation I hear, it will be more of housing loan and MSME as outstanding and gold loan as a portfolio. So if I look at medical is one thing which you highlighted. Any other domain which the bank would like to pursue on?
Yeah, where certain things, where vendor financing or supply chain operators are there, all those things we are exploring. Yeah. It's not that traditional only housing vehicle or some MSME backed with certain collaterals. That is okay. That is as a first mover, you know, in this co-lending space to get the confidence, and also the way NBFCs are operating and their collection mechanism and their monitoring mechanism, the way we are getting the confidence in that, then we are slowly expanding to other emerging businesses now.
So keeping in mind on co-lending and with CASA at 50%, I'm sure the bank in now 1 year of the entire new team has completed. What kind of initiative between digitization and retail are we taking to energize the bank as our thinking is more towards RAM and retail?
No, sir, that's what I was saying. It is not just we will be focusing on the RAM side this time. We have already achieved our objective of balancing the credit book 65-35, and we will continue to maintain that 65-35. It's not that we are only focusing on the RAM and we are neglecting the corporate, or we are working on corporate neglecting the RAM. It is not like that. It will be the balanced growth that we will be pursuing in this financial year. That is number one.
Possibly my question was not understood well, what I said.
Yeah.
Sir, what kind of digitization will we pursue to achieve the target as what we...
That's what I am saying. Coming to your next, the second question of the digitization. Now we have tie-ups with the PSB 59, that is certain low-value... high volume MSME segments are being taken care. In the similar lines, now we are going for the API integration for the other loans. So that is another platform which is available in the market. Already our technical team has zeroed in, and then API integration negotiations are going on. So that is on the digitization part. Larger picture, what we would like to give on the digitization front is, our LLMS, what we had earlier, now we made it very robust, and then lot of push and then acquisition through these digital channels now started happening. Besides this, for our bank, we have already shortlisted two consultants to bring entire transformation on the digital front. That most probably in a 10 or 15 days, one will be selected on this, and then further what we will be doing on this. So there are a lot of work is going on the digitization. Going forward, maybe by October, November, a lot of good business will be acquired through these digital channels. Okay.
Sir, if I ask you in a simple manner, we have 50% CASA, which is 50% of our deposits in CASA. How many customers would be utilizing some facility on a direct manner of Central Bank of India, whether it is other than CASA? How are they connected with bank, or have we mined any kind of data that they can be a customer of Central Bank, which are not as of today?
Yeah, sir. Already my data analytics and MIS team is working, and we are getting good business also through analytics. What we did from our database, we culled out those customers which are availing certain services from the other banks or financial institutions, and we have taken over good accounts also. So that is happening.
Okay. Sir, now the subsidiaries, what is our plan, and on the associate banks, what is the thought process?
Hey, subsidiary is our home finance. Now it's the headquarter already shifted from Bhopal to Mumbai, and lot of work is going on. And as a NBFC, you know, we are energizing with the new softwares and also new way of working for that NBFC. And probably we expect by September that the NBFC will be in the market with full steam.
And sir, on the associate banks, specifically Uttar Bihar and the Grameen banks and Indo-Zambia?
Indo-Zambia is doing well, and on a yearly basis we are getting the good dividends, and whatever our initial investment of around 47 crores, almost 75% of that initial investment has come back to us as dividend. That is doing well. As far as two Grameen banks are concerned, yes, There were issues regarding their terminal benefits provisions which are to be made as per the Supreme Court order. Now these two banks have already provided, of which one bank already moved into profit by in this March 22. Another we are expecting by September it will be turned around.
Sir, moving to the bank now. Sir, where do you see the benefits accruing on the entire financial year basis? So I'm not going quarter on quarter. Let's say I'm taking outlook of 12 to 24 months. Where do you see the bank gaining out of all your efforts of last 12 months, which would fructify into the bottom line of the bank?
Sir, there are a lot of, things that are happening. If you say that prioritize those things, I can only tell as far as the priorities what we have given to my rural branches, that is on the agri, not on only on the crop loans, we will be moving on to the investment part in the agriculture. As far as the semi-urban and urban is concerned, our focus is on the MSME and cluster-based financing, where their niche areas we have worked out and those branches which are in that cluster areas will be increasing their businesses. Coming to the metro, we have the segments where these corporates are there, and also even in the corporates now we are going for the end-to-end. That means we are exploring to finance their debtors and creditors, so that entire value chain we can have that benefit from the good corporates that we are doing. And coming to the individual borrowers as a retail and these things, whatever our brick and mortar branches that are working, and now we have empaneled DSAs and we have digital marketing DSAs also we have empaneled, and then lot of project clearances we are giving so that housing can be ramped up, housing portfolio. And today we have taken one more decision that our ex-employees, for them also we have given some type of leeway to contribute for the business growth. That type of things are happening now.
Okay, sir. Where do you see your cost of deposit in March 23 from current 3.86?
See, March 23 is too long to predict right at this moment. But definite indication, because of my CASA, what I have from the rural and semi-urban, it should be in the range of around 4.20 or 4.25. It should not move beyond that.
Sir, with NIM stable at 3% and above as what you are saying, yield on advances also, which is at 6.57, I assume that...
It will also move up, automatically.
Yeah, it will move to 7%. Sir, on your treasury with CASA at 50, do you see a reasonable profitability because you manage AFS and the held to maturity book well?
Sir, in this, we have plotted the entire movements of the economy and treasury performance across the banking industry for the past 18 years. Okay. So in that, whatever the cycles what we have observed, this is one of the cycles where we are experiencing where there is a larger gap between the repo and inflation and also the growth, the GDP. That we are plotting, and accordingly we have decided this year we are not much interested in booking large profits in treasury rather than protect the portfolio from the M2M losses.
Okay, sir. Second thing is, our government holding is at 93%. Do you estimate or do you expect that government holding would fall in the current financial year towards second half?
I have no clue on that, sir.
I mean, there's no what I'm asking is there any direction or compulsion that we have to reduce the government holding?
No, nothing.
So far.
But definitely we have suggested certain things, where we want to bring much of the equity for in the market, so that trading volumes have to go up. Some suggestions we have given, and it is for the government to ponder on that.
Okay, thank you, and congratulations, all the best for the new financial year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we will take that as the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prabal Gandhi for his closing comments. Mr. Gandhi, we are not able to...
Yes, hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, please go on.
So thank you on behalf of Intrigue Stockbroking. I thank you, MV sir, entire Central Bank team, and all the participants for joining in. Thank you and have a good day. Bye everyone.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you all the participants.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.